All right, well, it's one after. Let's get started. I'll call this August meeting of the Johnson County Cemetery District to order. I'm going to go off the agenda here just for a minute to swear in our new board member, Cassie Spearing. So if you'll raise your right hand and repeat after me, I do solemnly swear that I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
That I have not knowingly violated any law related to my election.
That I have knowingly violated any law.
Related to my election. Or appointment. Or caused it to be done by others. And that I will discharge. The duties of my office. With fidelity. Awesome. Thank you.
Do you need my piece of paper?
Welcome.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to file those somewhere.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that, guys. What the secretary, the statute says. I'll get out of one.
Someone read me.
Hey, public comment? Anyone?
I would have a comment. I just wanted to be here. My name's Sean Sullivan, and new septum position coming up. I wanted to just let the board know that my start date would be September 1st, if everybody's comfortable with that. And I visited with Paul about being around and just before then, learning some things as my schedule allows. And I wanted to meet Mrs. Spearing since I've not had the pleasure to be in this setting together. So just see if anybody had any questions for me. That's my own public comment.
And I think you've touched base with Bella a couple times.
Yep, I visited with her yesterday, and she's kind of got my sights on where they need to be as far as some administrative duties and what it was that she was doing, so we can kind of overlap into that for you guys. And yeah, I have a contact now if I need her help, so she's on my speed dial.
Great. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I do have another meeting at 2:30. I got to kind of slip out, so I just wanted to catch the beginning.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks,
John. All right. Any further public comment? None. We'll move on. Oh, I skipped over approving the agenda. So agenda's here. Anyone have any changes to be made? If not, accept a motion to...
Oh, we've got to... Can I add something real quick to new business? I brought it up before, but I'd like to do something for the kids that have worked here. And whether it's just the board members chip in and do it or whatever, I just want to have a little discussion about that. Where is it?
That's fine. Under new business. Okay. Yeah. I need to get super formal and vote on it.
Just want to have a discussion on it.
Otherwise, no further.
I have a couple of questions about a couple of things out here at the cemetery.
Sure.
That I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
Okay.
What, do you want to have those under new business? Or are they?
Yes.
Old? Okay, what are those?
They're not old business. I need to talk about Block 4.
Okay.
And then I need to talk about Block 8.
And then for me, when you're ready, I would just like to know, get a summary of the challenges we're having with the irrigation. I've heard bits and pieces.
Would that be under irrigation system update?
Yes.
Yeah, but I need bigger. I'd like to know history, and so maybe when
that would be good for all of us.
Add that too.
Yeah, I think that was the plan. Hopefully, Paul can address some of that.
Okay. Just to get up to speed. Cool.
And as far as old business too, we need to talk about meeting time. Maybe change this. For your sake and to help out.
Is that old or new business?
We can put that under new business.
New business.
Okay. All right. with those additions, take a motion to approve the agenda.
I second.
I move that we accept this agenda with the new additions.
I'll second.
Okay, then a motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did public comment. So we got a chance to look through the vouchers. Any question or discussion about the vouchers, concerns?
Maybe we accept the vouchers.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? I didn't see minutes, to be fair. Did they come through?
You got them?
So we might just have to skip over that improvement the next minute of the meeting.
Let's just make sure that. Make sure everyone has them.
I talked to her about, I messaged her about them. But
so we do that for the special.
Who is she?
Meeting minutes too.
Bella Johnson, who's a summer hire in the office. She does not work on Tuesdays.
Oh, but she does the minutes. She types them up. Is that what she
Sean
said?
Sean will do that in the future.
Okay.
But she's been doing it while we didn't have a sexton.
I see.
So moving on to the finance report. Mrs. Treasurer.
Okay, I'm not
There's
sure
no
you
changes or anything.
Got this, but it was emailed. There was two sets of books. One was the fiscal year in 2023, because if you remember last time, we didn't have the county check yet. We didn't have the county insurance bill. And I think there was one other one that I added. So this is an updated, finalized fiscal year end balance sheet and budget summary.
And which one is that? So I know which one I'm looking at. Does it say final?
She puts like the distance into the fiscal year that we are right there. You see that
mm-hmm.
left upper quadrant?
Yep.
So that's like, that's
so
this
that
year. That's
be
sort of August. Yeah. So we're 8.3.
Okay, but you're not talking like 2022 end.
I'm talking fiscal year 23 then. So,
oh,
just,
okay. So just where
June
we are
30
right now.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's the new one. That's not the one she's talking about. I didn't see the.
That was attached.
Is that this profit loss detail for July 23?
Nope.
That's our this spreadsheet.
You should.
I don't think
we
have a copy of it.
Oh, okay.
But it should have been attached. And the account balances, I have different tabs on the bottom. So the one that was open would have been July 23.
Okay.
But
so that's what you sent to us.
Yes.
But I haven't opened the email yet.
Yes.
Sorry. I probably just need to put it in my calendar on my phone.
So like I said, the only changes were the addition of the county check, the June 30th county check, and the deduction of the second quarter health insurance payment to account group. So that is now finalized. That's what the auditors will be reviewing.
Not that one. I have the one that she's showing. I don't know.
And then the other set that you should have should be July 30th. So the balance sheet shows a total balance of $1,077,122. Did you guys have that one?
I've never seen it.
We have that one. Okay, great. And then the profit and loss detail, that should all be the checks that you just signed.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anything needing to be reclassified, so that should be set as you just saw it. I think there's 4 or 5 pages there. And then the next couple pages will be the profit and loss budget. And again, it says 8.3 there at the top. So we're 8.3% through the fiscal year.
Did you happen to send these at different times?
No, it should have been all in that one email.
At 5 o'clock or something last
yeah.
night.
I forwarded it to you also.
I'm not sure.
No, different board. Never mind.
Sorry, Kathy. So just a real quick explanation of how this budget report works. The first column is all the checks and the deposits that you guys just looked at. The second column on that list is to date, and those columns will match, obviously, because we're just 1 month through the fiscal year. The next column is what we've budgeted. The next column is total expenditures, less the budget, and then percent of budget. So a lot of boards look at that budget column. Like I said, we're 8.3% through the fiscal year. So that's a kind of, in some instances, a good indication if we're over budget or something we need to look at throughout the fiscal year. That's why those numbers are highlighted. Obviously, some things, depending on how you operate, will be higher in the summer than the winter and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see anything of significant concern there. The one thing in, was our hourly summer employees, but that should probably be a wash. It's hard to tell right now just based on the fact that this is the heavy part of the summer. So, just something to watch. And obviously, that will even out a little bit.
Any questions I can answer?
Not on the budgetary. For me, anyway.
Is there a motion to accept the treasurer report?
I move that we accept the treasurer report.
I second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to approve the financial report. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed?
Luke, if I may, just a couple more things. So I will be taking the financial packet to the CPAs for their annual review, and I will take that in the next couple of weeks, so they'll get started on that. And then I'm not sure when you want to talk about the...
Yeah, right now.
This work. Okay, so there's new state statutes for public funds officers' trainings. I have it here if anybody would like to take a look at it. But one of the requirements is that there is a training. I'm not sure if this is an annual or once a deal, but it is taking place August 23rd. I think Cassie and Robert, I didn't send it to you, but there's a link to sign up. You can either do it online or in Cheyenne.
Oh, okay, because when I saw it was in Cheyenne, I was like, oh, no.
There's the option to do a webinar.
So you're going to send us the information?
I already did, but I can forward it again to you, too, because you were on the original list that went out.
When did you send it?
It wouldn't have gone to you. I did not have your email.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So I haven't seen anything yet.
You have not seen anything.
Perfect.
I apologize.
You're good. You're good.
When I got your emails yesterday.
So is that a requirement for... Every board member that needs to get it. Okay.
Yes. And like I
said, we don't have to go to Cheyenne to do it.
No, you can do it online.
Good.
But you do need to sign up for it. Like I said, this is a brand new thing, so I don't know if it's an annual requirement or if it's a once.
I believe it's a once.
Is it
for department heads and board members, and so on and done.
Is it one day?
Groom you through the meeting operations regularly.
9 or 4 within 90 minutes.
I didn't even do it for this and for
9 to 5 with a 90 minute.
I would like to propose that we do it together here, sign in here and do it together. And
what day of the week is the 23rd?
I
didn't bring my phone.
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. I'd like to, and if I can, I will, but if not, okay, is that all right if I just
start saying bring lunch, but if we have 90-minute lunch,
we can go get lunch.
But that would be good.
But is it a self-paced course that we have to do?
I don't think so. It's kind of like 9 to 5.
Oh, so you all just get to sit.
It's a seminar, if you will.
Gotcha. Okay, I vote that we can all. I like to have somebody that I can yak with when I'm
there. Well, somebody keep me focused.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then you're asking the wrong guy. As you said that, keep me focused.
There were a couple other classes which I think they canceled, so Claremont was going to hold one, but they canceled it because this was an online virtual one for free.
Okay.
And so this is the only one I know of right now that's available. I think I looked at the statute because I wanted to see the other ones that I saw weren't going to work for me, but I think you have until 24 to get it done, July of 24. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they're giving, because they're a little bit behind the eight ball in getting information out for new elected officials who have already started their term. So they're giving it basically until next year's terms to be expired.
Well, there you go, Liz. You can't make it happen.
So there will be a whole swath of candidates, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I could do it online. It's just if I can leave the store or not.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the public officer training requirement? Okay. Old business.
And then one more. Do you guys have the bank statements still hanging out here? Yeah. I don't have those. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just listed the two committee up. So Cremation Garden, I don't know, Liz, I left it that I was going to meet with the Bighorn Survey and Engineering, and I decided to hold off and wait until we could get Sean on board and we could kind of go together and
that's a good idea.
Talk with them about what the requirements that we need to go with. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern until our new leader comes aboard and makes that happen. So.
Do we want to set a time maybe when we can meet with Sean?
Yeah, maybe before next.
And I would say that beyond the one day that there's this training, and if we could do it maybe before the middle of September, just because I have another a day or a week end that I'll be out and not available, but I'm really available to you guys from now moving forward for any kind of a meeting. But if you'd like to go ahead and schedule that, my schedule will accommodate it.
Okay, I'll reach out to you. Let me look at through my schedule. I'll have my September schedule.
Yeah. Are you going to do that 23rd training?
I think so.
Maybe we could do it like a working lunch.
Sure.
That saves me a trip.
Yeah.
I'm all about saving a trip to town.
Yeah.
That 23rd and then during lunch.
Okay, so then I will make sure I'm here that day.
So that's all we have from the Cremation Garden. Sexton job description.
So,
go ahead.
Is this part of that concrete work that we were... you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
And this is what we're trying to do in-house?
No.
We don't know what we're going to do yet. Do you want to be on the committee?
Kind of get the ball rolling.
I think you do.
Right? Well, I can be. I'm not opposed to being on the committee.
Yeah, okay.
I thought this was the committee to do that.
We kind of, like, if we could have a separate working committee on it.
You're
there. If you can do that with us, I would be.
We were struggling to get kind of any feet underneath us, and so we split off into a committee, and we're starting to get some legs under there, and I think with your engineering background and kind of mine, you'd be a great one to be on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
Usually it's my experience with this type of stuff. Usually you want to use a bid process and not have it done internally, because it's not done enough.
Yeah,
so
I don't think Sean's going to have enough time.
Yeah, and I think
a lot of other stuff
just
aren't
as long
by anyway.
But we just need him to be the supervisor.
Oh, without a doubt. That goes without saying there. Yeah. But yeah, without a doubt. Okay.
Can anyone have an update on the sex and job description committee?
Sheila and I went through our extensive job description and tried to simplify it as much as we could without getting rid of anything important. We also looked at some lists from other cemeteries to get some ideas. And I'm supposed to cut that up again. I don't know. But we did meet, and because it was repetitive and it was just too much in there. Nobody would fit the bill for that.
Right.
So we just want to make it accurate and
simple.
And actually. And
you
want attainable.
Yes. You want to type it out before the next meeting and email it to us and we can read it and then we can vote on it.
Well, get your input.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
And Sean, I want to include you on that too. Yeah. Do we have your email address?
No, but I'll make sure I do it.
Okay.
us to do that with?
Or with me?
Because there's going to be certain things I will be looking for. Number one will be repetitive safety meetings, making sure that it's paramount. You will find with me, and I think Dr. Goddard's going to probably agree with me, the safety is important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that we make a culture to where safety is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some things around here that have me concerned. And I think it's just we're not doing regular discussions. Having somebody that has had to work with service teams for a lot of times, we need to make sure that that is something that is constantly discussed, whether it's weekly, whether it's quarterly. We want to make sure, as this team, that it is top priority.
Okay. I would kind of leave that to Sexton to do those.
Yeah. So,
kind of things.
No, I think this team needs to clearly identify how and what we want safety structured. Because what belongs to a Sexton may not apply to really what needs to be done. So we have a mentality here that it's okay to do an agricultural approach, okay, to things. But we really are a governing body. We are really around, we can't take what we've said is okay in the past and say we need to implement it today. When I see individuals riding on the back of a truck, not really holding on to anything, when it clearly says in or procedures that you need to be in the vehicle when you're moving, that's a concern. And these are all what I call low-hanging fruits. It's easy to resolve, but you got to remind individuals and to do it. When I see individuals using equipment and you don't see any personal protective equipment that they're supposed to be wearing, that also brings me some concerns. So I think we need to make sure we develop an environment where we can demonstrate, yes, we are practicing procedures around safety. And usually those are going to be pretty detail-oriented. And so in some areas I agree, you need to lean it up. But safety,
this might not be part of the job description.
Well,
it might be a safety guide,
yeah,
standalone.
But I do, rhythm meetings around safety would be part of
job description.
That
would be one, but all those things you're saying would be a separate document.
Without a doubt. Okay. But I'm just saying that you're going to find safety, I will push very hard. Very hard.
Well, we do want everyone safe, but I'm just saying I look to the Sexton to be the one who implements.
Oh, without
that.
He's
here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I agree with that.
And we can't have too many chiefs.
I don't see this team, other than being an oversight committee, working the details.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't understand the details associated with it.
So we'll expect to see that just out, and then we can either kind of provide input and then hopefully have it finalized by next meeting.
Yes.
So with that said, if there's something you need me to help look at also, I'm more than happy to do that too.
Well, I'll send you what we talked about
to
everyone, and then everyone will have the opportunity for input.
Okay. Because unfortunately, I've put together things like that before.
Yeah.
A lot. So, good.
And are we going to have a cremation? I'm going back. Cremation Garden Committee update next month, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think hopefully by next month we can get together, kind of try to plan a path forward, and maybe even try to schedule a meeting with the engineers, whatever. That's about the next step. And then
who's
we have to.
Who's on that committee? Excuse me.
Liz and I.
Okay.
Yeah. And now.
Bob. And you're welcome if you'd like. Although we can't have more than quorum, so when we get about three, then it gets a little tricky with open meetings.
Oh, you know construction probably better than I do.
Oh, I'm sure I do.
So maybe she's a better candidate.
No. And who's on the Sexton job description committee? Bob? I mean, who said Sheila?
Barb and Sheila.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So new business, I asked Paul to kind of give us a rundown on kind of ask for history, I guess, maybe, of the, as you know it, of the irrigation system and kind of where we are as far as getting that back up and running.
Well, we had a bad valve in our upper pump house that we just got back in yesterday. We're going to get that put in. Hopefully the upper pump houses will help distribute water to the top end. The bottom end is working the lower end right now on and off. It's got, we got some broken pipes that we have found that we got to get dug up and fixed. We got one valve that's either The valve's bad or the electronics are not, the pump house is not speaking to the valve, basically. So we're trying to figure that out before we dig out this big 4-6-inch valve out of the ground and not be bad. I mean, we have a spare, but it's not, it's just electronic thing. We already found it was corroded. We fixed it. Didn't fix our problem, but we're getting there. As far as the rest of it, I think it's, we're going to have a lot of sprinkler heads. We've got a few that aren't working. We'll replace. We're trying to identify all the valves we can find. Donnie Paulson's going to meet with me probably first part of next week, help locate some more that he knows. He said some of them are on, some of them are off, some valves are shut, some are closed, some are open. He said it's there all over, but our hope, you know, Sean and I have talked about it pretty extensively. We are going to mark them up with fiberglass poles. They'll be blue in color to identify water. Those poles will be numbered, which will go back to a book, which will tell us what that number means. So if somebody, you know, valve box 5 is down, or you want to know what number 5 is, we can tell you what number 5 is. So we'll be able to identify, hopefully, through the end of this year, into next year, get everything identified that's out there. Because there's some old stuff, some new stuff. So, yeah, we'll just keep plugging away. I mean, it's the lower pump house. Both systems are set up on a filtration system that's never operated. So my guy out of Casper is talking with the manufacturers of that to get everything that we can to get that updated. So when the system does go fully online, everything's working properly. The filtration system, which will help with not having to fix plugged heads all the time. So once they do, they'll help eliminate some of that issue. So, but other than that, that's pretty much all I know.
Would you explain that block 8, the one I asked you about, that's leaked all summer up here, that faucet?
Yeah, so that's it's part of the old system, I guess, my understanding. It comes out of the ditch. There's actually some turnoffs and turn-ons and they had gates, and it's leaking past the gate, and then that pipe's obviously broke down in the ground somewhere. So, but we'll get her fixed. So, but it's a whole complete different system. So, yeah.
How much of the cemetery is on what you call the old system?
That old system, just some old hydrants and stuff that you see sticking out of the ground. Everything else is, I think, my understanding is all on the somewhat new system. Okay. So,
this is just speculation probably, but do you have any idea why the filtration system was never used? Was there some reason?
I had Megan out here. We were talking about all that. She said it's never worked properly since day one. They installed it whenever that was. I'm not sure when it was. So, it's a good system. The guy from Casper said it's a great system. If it's running right, you work it right. So, yeah, there's just some of it's electronic and some wiring. We found some, like I said, at the valve box that we were having problems out, there was exposed wires that were completely corroded, and we had to cut them out and replace some parts, and it didn't quite fix our problem. So we're not sure if that's speaking from that to the box or what it is. So,
okay.
But we're working on it. So, but hopefully the upper pump house will get running the upper end, hopefully, if not, then major's broke.
It makes sense to me to get the whole system working, so whatever you did to do that problem.
And Sean and I have talked about it pretty extensively. Our hope is to get everything up to par and then get it upgraded to where the system is what it's supposed to be, like it should have been. You know, I know they've spent a ton of money in this system, and if it's not ever worked properly, it's should be able to run this thing off a remote, off a phone. I mean, it's a pretty extensive system that we should have operational that should work. Mm-hmm. Be user-friendly anyways, not such a headache.
Yeah. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but one of the issues we ran into is that we lost a lot of institutional knowledge of this place last fall, right before the winterization of the system. And so we lost all that knowledge. We don't really have a way to kind of regain that knowledge. And so what I've really asked Paul and now Sean to do is to get us kind of an operator's manual, kind of standard operator procedure, whatever you want to call it, for starting it up in the spring and winterizing it. And so that, you know, when Paul moves to Tahiti next week, you know, the person that steps into his job can take over and kind of run with it pretty quickly. But and so we, you know, we're already trying to mark valves, so we don't lose them, because there were multiple valves that never got opened up last year.
Yeah. And that's
fall.
Created some issues,
So we have a lot of breaks. And so it really is a mess that Paul's inherited, and he's working really hard to try to get through it. And it's probably not going to be perfect this year, but I think hopefully we get Sean on. They can work together to try to get it so that next May, when we have to turn it back on, people can expect, you know, a green cemetery.
Yeah, I think if we get, you know, the pump house is figured out and talking and everything working smoothly coming out of there, the rest of it we can fix. You know, it's getting everything to talk and do what it's supposed to do, and then I think it'll go pretty smooth. So
how many pump houses do we have on the air?
Two, yeah.
There's the one that I know that's kind of on the east side.
That's called the upper pump house, and then behind the shop, down in the bottom behind the shop, is the lower, what we call the lower pump house. So they all work together. It's all... The system's designed pretty decently. I mean, it is. I mean, it's water's basically being pushed from the bottom, and it's going all the way around. The upper pump house also helps alleviate and pumps more water and keeps it. So it's always circulating. So,
and we're still using the irrigation ditch?
That's where we pump out of the upper pump house, is out of that one.
Okay.
So lower pump house comes out of another ditch down below.
Is it, what do they call that, Cemetery Creek? Or just another irrigation ditch that's tied?
I think it's just another irrigation ditch. It just funnels out and comes down and runs out.
Sure.
The crown ditch is the one that's up above?
Yep.
That we pay for.
As you sit here and you're going through this, you know, revamping and adjusting, are we having, where we have valves, are we having valve boxes in place?
There's some valve boxes.
Okay.
And most of them are in valve boxes. Some of them are buried under the ground.
Right.
Talking with Donnie just last week, when they came to blow out the system, they were digging them up. You know, they're under inch, 2 inches of dirt, but they were finding different valves. So
are we coming back and saying, okay, we need to get a valve box put in here?
Yeah. We're marking everything as we find it, so you'll see blue flags that are out. Those are the things that we're marking and fixing, you know, not necessarily fixing as we go, but we're marking them so we can get them identified.
And then I'm guessing you've got some type of rough documentation that we can always kind of...
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
This is a city, sort of like?
Yeah.
It has streets and avenues, and it's like a city. So as a city, like the city of Buffalo... Are all the streets marked with exactly where the water lines are and where everything is?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, it's not. There's no map that's out there that's, you know, it's right here. It's, you got to walk. You got to find them. Indications of divot in the ground sometimes, not all the time. So,
That's what you're working on. Yeah, the marking with the.
Just
fire,
we're trying to get those found, get them opened up. See which ones are closed, which ones are open, trying to see if we got water going through them or not. So,
it might be worth the money some year, sometime, to make a map of it.
I think it's now is the time.
That's kind of what our intentions is, to get this stuff marked, numbered. Those fiberglass stakes will stay in the ground forever, just so we know where they're at. And but also be able to remap it to a point where it's a little easier to... for the next person to figure it out, so it's not just...
The whole city?
Yeah.
The whole city?
Yeah, it'll map the whole thing,
Well, if it's like any sprinkler system, there's always stuff that gets missed.
There's a lot of it, so there's a lot to it, so...
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Anything else, Sean?
I was going to talk about Block 4, so being that you're here, I'll just do that. There's the Kaltenbaugh plot there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lilac bush that the Kaltenbaugh family has asked to be removed.
Removed?
Yes.
Okay.
Or maybe cut half of it, because it's covering up a headstone.
Okay.
The headstone's here, and the lilac bush is right here. So the branches and things are going over Donnie Kaltenbaugh's headstone. And Colin said, could you get that removed? So I'm going to leave that up to you. It's an old lilac bush. It's big.
Yeah. All right. So, like we said, we've done some trimming, some more. We did some for the cemetery tours that are coming. We did a bunch. I don't know if you noticed right off close, but there was that cedar tree that was right out here on the corner on the left in Block 4. I cut it up. So you can actually, there's a pound of leaves underneath that thing too. But yeah, and the bushes are another thing because there's a lot of old bushes that are covering up a lot of headstones.
Yeah.
So,
call and ask if you guys could either remove it, and I suggested maybe cutting it in two.
Okay.
Both, you know, so it doesn't cover up the headstone.
You can climb up a lilac, you know, so they kind of. Like that.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to look.
Yeah,
you guys decide. But
okay.
You take a look at it.
Yeah.
And do what you can do.
Yeah. So
you
we'll
have to trim them down.
Cut
through it. If you cut that, if you trim that,
so
it's like this.
Yeah,
then you could get
okay.
Underneath.
Anything else?
Did you want to talk about the truck? No. Truck
sold.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. It's
already gone. Oh, it was sold. Okay.
So I looked real quick. Talked to Jason Graham.
Did he talk to
you?
No,
pickup.
Oh, the pickup?
Yeah.
The one they wanted to buy.
I thought you were, I was thinking you got
so,
the truck.
No, okay. It was a pickup that Sheridan Kubota had, but it did sell. They tried to hold out. The guy had the money for it, but he was wanting to hold out for us, but he was kind of obligated to. So, but I did look. I mean, their trucks are expensive right now. That's just what it is. Jason Grubb had a couple of them. One's about $45,000, and the other one was like $52,000 or something. So, and it doesn't matter. It seems what I looked at, it didn't matter if you were looking at a 21 might be $45,000, but a 18 might be $40,000. So I was like, why would you not spend the extra money, the extra $5,000, and get a newer, lower mileage truck? So, I talked to Luke about it, and you know, we just during the summer there's. We got a lot of people going every direction, and then we don't really have a vehicle here to go sell plots that's clean. I mean, we have a work truck, but it's a work truck. I mean, it's got tools and things all over it, and it's just a single cab, so there's nothing really to take a family, you know, husband and wife out if they want to go look. You know, they're going to have to follow you or find a different vehicle to use, so... But it's something that we need to probably look at. If we can find something that comes around again, it'd be probably.
I think the other thing we talked about was the snow plow on the front of it and just the efficiency with being able to use a truck to plow snow versus the tractor.
Yeah.
With the number of roads that they have to clear.
Yeah,
and
to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, with the tractor in the wintertime, it's an all day up there. It's not. It's from 7 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock at night. And that depends on how much snow I got. I might not get it all done. I might have to finish it up the next day. So, and according to the farmer's almanac, it's supposed to be a worse winter. So, but you'll be in Arizona.
Well, and
so.
if it's a big winter, like if you have a pickup with a plow on it and a tractor, like, you know, if you had to, you could have two things going.
Yeah, you know, when we plow off of heavy snow, we can keep up with the lighter snow as it comes. Versus going 5.6 miles an hour, you know, you can go 10 or 15 miles an hour to move snow a lot faster. So,
yeah.
Is that it?
Thanks, Paul.
Are you done?
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thank
you, Rob. Did you want to update us? You don't have to necessarily go through this list, but just what's happening in KC and anything you think we need to know?
No.
No.
You didn't get any more?
I did. So, yeah, Paul gave me permission to purchase a new self-propelled push mower, and I bought that yesterday because I was taking my own up there every time I needed to push mow around the trees and stuff like that. So, and so I got it all mowed yesterday and around the edges and stuff. So, and got some Roundup. That's one of the other bigger things that I needed because the weed killer that I had gotten from here, I think, was just too old and didn't work properly. So as soon as we have less moisture, then we'll be able to put some more down and around all the rocks and stuff around the headstones. So,
how about the little moles or voles or whatever?
So far, they haven't been too bad, and I think that's just because of all the
rain
that we had, which is amazing. So, but if I do see that they are starting to dig up or anything like that, then I just take my shovel and poison oats and just sprinkle them in a hole and cover it up.
You know, I didn't put this under new business, but I know that there's a few sunken in graves there that I think you'll probably need a crew to help you fix. So
specifically, are you talking about like the bergs?
Yes, Lila's was sinking.
Yeah, so there's just a few. I didn't put names to them, but...
Yeah, so specifically, I had contacted the family several years ago, and they said, we'll take care of it. So the previous sexton told me to let the family take care of it, so therefore I didn't do anything. Because I was told that those rocks that were on top, even though it says no rocks, the rocks came from the family ranch, and so for me to have to remove all those rocks and then put dirt down and then put their rocks back on top, they said to let the family do that.
Mm-hmm. It kind of says in the bylaws, too.
So. Yeah, there's standing water, which affects the roads and affects other things. We're going to have to fix it somehow.
Yeah. Have you tried reaching out to them and letting them know that, you know...
I have a couple times, but over the
years... Everyone's
kind of
scattered.
One of the things I think, does it sound like we need to put a stake in the ground for completion? We need to let them know, hey, we're here to help you? Because if we know it's causing additional issues, then why are we
not
addressing it?
It's not causing an issue.
It's not?
It's an eyesore.
Oh, okay. It's just an eyesore, so we're not worried about anything else other than... Okay.
I just would worry about the standing water.
Oh, I agree.
So, maintaining the height up to the level, I would think, would be on our responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if we have some sinkage, I mean, if they put rocks on top, it complicates the matter significantly. So we can look at it and see what we can do to...
I would just say, I'm just asking, why don't you talk to our new sexton whenever you get a chance? It's not it's not something that has to be fixed today, like the water lines.
Right.
But,
no, I agree. But,
but
it sounds like it's something that's been sitting there for a while, and how do we get it back into our radar and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it on the front. May I ask you a question?
Certainly.
You have some questions on the burial permit things, these numbers. Also, if you need this back, I'll give it to you. Once Sean gets established with the Sims...
Certainly.
He's a good one to ask. And so here's one that might...
In between the Sims program and then the USB drive that Grant had gave me, so when you go through and you see what's been scanned in and what's there, some of the numbers are not correct. So I don't have any paperwork or anything in Casey, so it needs to be fixed here.
And I know this is not a high
priority thing. And there are several
things
that are like on the Sims program. So in all I can see both, but in Casey in general. So there are numerous places that don't have burial permits, don't have deeds uploaded or anything. So if they're here, then they're not on the Sims program nor on that USB drive. So I don't know where those are.
I wonder, would they be in an old book somewhere or something? And
probably the old books were scanned. In the,
okay.
That's on the USB drive, and so...
Do you have access to that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, you need the old books and you looking at it to see if they worked out right.
So everything that was scanned from the old books was on that USB drive that Grant gave me. So I went back and forth between the USB and the Sims program and then found where the discrepancies were and started writing everything down.
Oh, okay.
So, but as you go from old to new and new to old, there's just lack of paperwork that didn't get done.
Okay. Well, I guess, probably you and Sean.
I've never done any of the paperwork or anything like that.
That's all up here.
Everything is here in Buffalo, so I have.
So maybe Sean,
I don't even know where
Sean can figure that out. I'm glad you're going through and finding the discrepancies. That's good to know.
Where'd you buy the new one?
Right.
Where?
Ace Harbor.
Sims is the cemetery information management system. It's
you could say it right.
You did.
I think so.
You did good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was trying to tell him. I was like, I don't know if this is right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's electronic mapping.
Yes,
your cemetery
exactly.
Is what it is. Yeah. So we now just need to get the data put into it.
Yeah.
And, like,
and most of the, it's most, yeah.
It's old data that's not put in there. So all the newer data we've been able to keep up on. Danae's been helping us, or that was kind of one of the things that she was going to help start doing when she had time, which summer's probably not the best time, but so we can work together.
Figure that out. And if you need some training or something, let Sean know. Sure. Whatever you want, whatever you need.
We need to talk about that because she said he's never asked her to do any SIPs.
Okay.
Did we ever get a new gate for the cemetery in KC?
No, I think we kind of pushed that to
We did push it to the side. To next year?
Well, because we didn't budget for it.
Oh, we didn't budget.
So that's why I'm saying next year.
Okay.
We could talk about it. I mean, I think there's some room in the budget. One of the things that came to Paul with the sprinkler discussions, you know, John Hansen was really big on trying to get a gravity-fed system from up above. The sprinkler guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but they don't think that there's enough drop there to create pressure to adequately power. So we'd still, even if we did a pond, we would still have to pressurize it with a pump to kind of... And so the benefit of it may not be as great as what John had thought, but still
not enough vertical drop.
Yeah, there's not enough drop from the top down to adequately run the sprinklers. We still need a pump house to pump water. So it's, to me, it's water under the bridge at that point. And
right.
It's, we've got the pump house, if we get things operational, we'll spend some of what we've already been budgeted for the gravity feed system to go into the system to get it up to par and get it upgraded and things working right. So,
okay. Well, with the original design, let's not change horses in the middle of the stream.
I think the idea of the gravity feed system would work if we had enough drop, it'd be feasible, but
right.
If we still have to pump water, we're not really gaining anything. Yeah. So,
I agree. Okay.
Next on the list was summer employee appreciation.
Yeah. I'd really like to do something for those kids before they go back to school. They've been pretty hard this summer. And I don't know if they, you know, I don't have, what do you think, Paul? What would they appreciate us to?
I'm getting yelled at for a day.
You already told us what he was going to do.
No, they're pretty easy to...
please, yeah. So whether it's...
Simple, I know most of them. I need to go back to school the 20th. Is it 23rd?
Yeah, but if you have one leaving this week...
We have one leaving this week.
I think maybe, like, you know, whether it's river floats or something like that. Or what do you guys think? Is that a good idea?
Take them for ice cream or something on...
I think taking them for ice cream, that would be really good. They'd probably really like that.
Okay.
You load them all up in a side by side.
Yeah.
Or just go buy a big bucket of ice cream.
I'll make a vlog or something. Yeah. I don't know. With that being said, I don't know. I guess you guys can mull it over. We'd like to keep some of that help through the fall, through the winter. I mean, it won't be a lot of hours, obviously, in the wintertime, but with fall, we're going to have mulch and leaves. I mean, you know, we get them for an hour after school and like 3 hours on a Friday or something, but that always helps. Mm-hmm. So, I think last year we started them around February or something. But they all kind of want to stay on board. They want to, you know, they kind of want to be ready to go right back in the next summer. So
I think that's a good idea to help prevent some of the issues we have this year.
Yeah.
I would just ask that we be cognizant of the budget. We're already at 32% of those. So, I mean, be cognizant, use them when you can. And
Like I said, it's, in the wintertime, it's, you know, it's fairly slow. So it's not like we're going to need them a bunch, but I know through the fall here it's
getting getting up all the leaves. I can see
once we get
beat the snow.
Bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Also, Friday is Bella's last day.
We talked about that a little bit. I think those were good ideas. So
if
you want to just tell all those guys how much we appreciate them, what a good job they did. So and thank you for from you.
Well, aren't we doing a thing on the 23rd for board training? And aren't we getting a break for lunch?
Does not that really, because we're going to have a meeting.
And they'll be back at school.
We're at
the 22nd.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Next on the list was meeting time. I don't feel strongly about, I mean, if we wanted to move it to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but, you know, for those that... Chan has got other requirements, and it too seems to be when we can all get here. So, at least through the end of this year, I'd be fine keeping it. I don't know if
you want. It's Tuesday at 2?
Or does that work for the rest of the board? Or?
Yeah.
I'm flexible, so we can use those of you that aren't.
I've kind of built it in and made meetings schedule outside of there. And so I have that a meeting that goes to 1 o'clock in Sheridan, so I'm here not necessarily at 1:15, but as quickly as I can. So it's,
okay.
So thank you.
Do we advertise the meetings when they are?
They're just set, and I think on the county.
Do we have to advertise them once a year?
I mean, in the bulletin. Do we not?
But I don't know if we need to.
They're advertised the second Tuesday of the month.
At 2 o'clock. It says on the website. It says on the county website.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the county website also said we're meeting in KC today.
Oh.
I told Nella, I said, you know, I said that's not true. Not that we couldn't sometime, but it won't be today.
Did we ever meet in KC?
Yes, usually in August, once a year.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not in our bylaws, because I specifically looked at the bylaws. Oh. But it would be good.
It's not set in stone. That's just usually when they did.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Well, thanks.
It is a good chance
to we need to do it more frequently.
So then you can go and go through it and see.
Well, not only that, then anybody that has an issue in the KC area can come and listen in and talk and say.
We tried that, you know, when we were running, and we got, what, 4 people or something?
I know, and half the time you go down there and you meet, and nobody shows up.
But at least we did it. We gave them the opportunity.
Well, we got 4.
Yeah, we got 4.
Except for Luke, it'd be a hardship for you.
That's right.
Whatever.
I go down there once a month, as it is, usually. Meet with the MS folks, I guess every other month, but yeah.
Should we do it in September, Danette? Would that be a good time to
take
a walk through? I think it'd be good for everyone just to, let's be there together, let's look at everything, and let's just take a walk through and then have the meeting. Like, or do we meet just in the building there?
No, usually it's in the weight room. Or where the treadmills are and the HJP.
Okay.
Yep, so you'd have to call the HJP and set that up so they can set up tables and such.
Okay. I can take care of that.
That is September 12th.
Yes.
Would that have Zoom, didn't it?
The HJP has Wi-Fi, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one's on our Zoom today.
No. Yeah, I don't know how to... Like, does any computer work to set that up, or do we have to have... Okay, because I could bring my Chromebook or
this
something.
This logs in as an administrator, so I don't exactly know how to take that account. I don't know that I know the password to the cemetery's Zoom account. But.
Well, if it's September 12th, Sean will be able to come.
Yeah.
And he can bring the password. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the laptop, I'd agree.
Okay, so September meeting in KC.
So that's all the regular business. There was a request for an executive session. So, do you want to make that motion, Bob?
Yeah, I'd like to motion that we have an executive 20-minute meeting.
Purpose was for personnel just discussion.
Personnel discussion, just follow up on decisions that were recently made. So, just need some clarification.
And I don't anticipate any action coming out of it, so if you guys want to wait around, I'll come grab you outside.